Hey guys, ready? Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Just checking that you're hearing us. Hold on one second. You guys could mute your devices, please. That would be awesome.
Please be careful. I'm about to plug this in. I'll make sure you stop.
You want to stop sharing again? Back to your computer and mute it. Just get the screen back to where it needs to be. Show. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Dania Cohen-Ebanks, Purchasing Manager and the meeting facilitator. I would like to call to order this initial evaluation committee meeting for request for proposal, RFP number GEN-212-9040-P1 for Group Dental Health Maintenance Organization, DHMO, and Group Dental Preferred Provider Organization, DPPO Insurance. This is for the Finance and Administrative Services Department, Human Resources Division. The time is 1:05 p.m. on November 6, 2025. This meeting is being held through Microsoft Teams. Representatives from the county are physically here in room 302 of the Governmental Center Building, 115, located at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and also virtually on Teams. Attendees, please mute your microphones on your devices to limit any background noises. This is a public meeting and is being recorded by Broward County. The video recording will act as the official recording of this meeting. The recording will be made available on the Purchasing Division website under the RLI RFP repository. Information reviewed by the Evaluation Committee as part of the evaluation process will also be posted on the repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The purpose of the meeting is to determine the responsiveness and responsibility of the vendors, of the proposing vendors. Only those vendors that have been determined by the evaluation committee today to be both responsive and responsible to the solicitation requirements may proceed to the final evaluation committee meeting for presentations and ranking. At the time of solicitation deadline, 2 p.m. on October 3rd, 2025, 4 proposals were received. Meeting attendance is being recorded in 2 ways. The purchasing division records attendance of county staff physically here in room 302. All virtual attendees, including county staff, please click the link or scan the QR code that is currently listed in the Teams chat to complete the sign-in sheet. For attendees that cannot access the link or QR code in the Teams chat, please email the purchasing agent, Desiree Lescott, at dlscott@broward.org with the subject EC meeting attendance, and indicate your name, your title, and the company you represent in the email body. Following are the county's project staff: Esther Mitchell, project manager, Human Resources Division; Desiree Lescott, purchasing agent senior; Ricardo Abraham and Sandy Steed, former county attorney's office; Godfrey Simmons, Office of Economic and Small Business Development; Kunal Punal, Risk Management Division, Melinda Henderson from our Enterprise Technology Services, and Evan Zakaria, Finance and Administrative Services Department. We have a quorum present with the following evaluation committee members. Committee members, please say present after your names are called. Alan Wilson, Human Resources Director, Human Resources Division, Finance and Administrative Services Department.
Present.
Thank you. Ruth Miles, Human Resource Assistant Manager, Human Resource Division, Finance and Administrative Department.
Present.
Jessica Lamara Wright, previously Administrative Office Senior, Traffic Engineering Division from the Public Works Department, now Business Manager for Parks and Recreation Division.
Present.
Thank you. It is the responsibility of the evaluation. It is the evaluation committee's responsibility to review the vendor's submittals to ensure solicitation requirements are met and to evaluate the submittals to make a recommendation to award a contract. Each evaluation committee member was appointed by the county administrator to serve on this committee based on their experience. The evaluation committee members are responsible for following the county's established committee process to select vendors which provide the services that are in the best interest of the county. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their submittals. The cone of silence has been in effect since this solicitation's advertisement. Vendors are prohibited from discussing the solicitation with the commissioner's office, county staff, or a member of the evaluation committee. The cone of silence terminates when the awarding authority takes action, which ends the solicitation. During the cone of silence, inquiries regarding the solicitation should be directed to the project manager or the director of purchasing and or his designee. Also, vendors may communicate with the designated representative from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development at any time regarding the solicitation, small business enterprise, or county business enterprise participation. The summary of vendor rights regarding the Broward County competitive solicitation was issued in the solicitation. In accordance with the Broward County Procurement Code, each evaluation committee member must affirm that they are free of conflicts of interest as provided by Part 3, Chapter 112 of the Florida Statute and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics. All evaluation committee members and the project manager assigned submitted the required Broward County disclosure forms and responded that they can be fair and impartial to all vendors. At this time, the purchasing agent will report on the findings on responsiveness and responsibility and also report on the exceptions that are taken to the county's terms and condition. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Facilitator. Proposals were received from the following vendors: Aetna Life Insurance Company, Humana Insurance Company, Standard Insurance Company, and United Healthcare Insurance Company. The solicitation had four responsiveness requirements involving compliance, criminal history screening practices, certification, Domestic Partnership Act certification, lobbyist registration certification, and pricing requirement. The Director of Purchasing recommends that all vendors be deemed responsive to all the responsiveness requirements. The solicitation had seven areas of responsibility requirements: affiliated entities of the principals, enterprise technology services, vendor security questionnaire, financial information, poor financial ability, foreign country of concern requirements, insurance requirements, litigation history, and certificate of authority through the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation requirements. All vendors provided the required documentation for the evaluation committee's review for responsibility. The solicitation required vendors to state whether they accept Broward County's standard terms and conditions, or if they do not accept them, to identify the agreement provisions and vendors' proposed changes. One of the four vendors accepted the county's standard terms and conditions without exceptions. The following vendors took exceptions to the county's standard terms and conditions: Aetna Life Insurance Company, Humana Insurance Company, and Standard Insurance Company. The specific exceptions taken by these vendors are identified in each submittal and will be addressed prior to presentation if the vendor advances at the final evaluation committee meeting. This concludes Purchasing's remark and is presented to the consideration of the evaluation committee. Thank you.
Thank you. The next order of business is to determine the responsiveness as defined in the procurement code, section 2140. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding the determination of responsiveness? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsiveness of the vendor's submittal?
Sure. Alan Wilson.
Got it.
I would like to make a motion to find all vendors as responsive to the solicitation's responsiveness criteria.
May I have a second?
A second with Miles.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is to determine the responsibility of the vendors as defined in the procurement code 2140 section B. Section 2140B. Committee members, is there any discussion regarding the responsibility of the vendors? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsibility of the vendors? State your name, then the motion.
Jessica Wright, I would like to make a motion to find the following vendor. Is it United Healthcare?
You can do all if it's all.
All vendors as responsive to the solicitation.
May I have a second? As responsible, so you have to repeat it. Repeat it for me, please, for the record.
Responsible.
You can repeat the motion, please, for the record.
Responsive to solicitation.
Yeah. Repeat the entire motion.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
So, Jessica Wright, I would like to make a motion to find all the following vendors as responsive to the solicitation.
Responsible. We're responsible in responsibility.
Responsibility requirements.
Make the motion, Alan?
Sure. Okay.
I can do it again.
No, it's fine. I think she has, I think you're on a different page, that's why.
One more. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. So Jessica Wright, I would like to make the motion to find all the following vendors as responsible to the solicitation responsibility requirements.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second. Alan Wilson, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And passes unanimously. The next order of business is to determine the vendors that were found to be both responsive and responsible. May I have a motion with respect to respect for the vendors to determine the vendors who are determined to be both responsive and responsible? That all the vendors are both responsive and responsible.
Ruth Miles, I would like to make a motion to find all the vendors as both responsive and responsible to the solicitation's requirement.
May I have a second?
Alan Wilson, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Final evaluation committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 at 1 p.m. and will include vendor presentations. Evaluation committee members and project manager, are there any topics or questions you would like the vendors to specifically address during their presentation?
No. Good afternoon, Esther Mitchell, project manager. Yes, I would like for the vendors to present on their company overview. I will be sending a specific topics under each of these headings in writing.
We have to state it for the record.
Okay, no worries. So, A, company overview, provide a brief background and experience in public sector dental programs. Number two, please state the key differentiators in serving large, diverse employee populations. And number three, why do you think your organization is the best fit for the county? Under B, plan design, network, and value. Please provide an overview of your proposed benefit plan designs, both for the HMO and the PPO. Please provide a unique or value-added features that enhance member experience. Number three is the network strength and accessibility. Please provide us with an overview of the size and geographic distribution of your HMO and PPO networks. Please provide your provider stability in network growth strategies and access standards such as average distance and travel time to providers. Under C, customer service and member experience. Number one, please provide or give us an overview of your member support model such as a call center, web portal, mobile app, language access. Please provide tools that help employees understand and use their dental benefits. And last but not least is the implementation and the account support. Please provide a proposed implementation and ongoing relationship management team in your transition plan for current members with minimal disruption. Please provide your dedicated implementation and ongoing account management resources. And finally, your approach to communication, employee education, and open enrollment support.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the benefit of the vendors, we will be sending that out in writing for you. So if you have not taken notes, you will be getting it in writing.
That's why I led. I was like, are you sure? But absolutely, yeah. I'll read it.
For the record, we need it, and then we'll send it to them in writing. Thank you so much. Circling back to the evaluation committee members, anything else to add to that list?
Follow that.
Hearing none, thank you so much. With that said, evaluation committee members, you guys establishes the length of presentation. This does not include unlimited question and answer period. Is there any discussion regarding the length of presentation? No? You guys pretty much ready? All right. May I have a motion to set the length of presentation, given that there's two products within this solicitation?
Yes. Alan Wilson, I would like to set a motion. I would like to make a motion to set the length of presentations at 20 minutes, and that would be for both products.
May I have a second?
I concur.
You have a second?
Oh,
just your name Jessica and say Wright. A second.
I, Jessica Wright, second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. As established, each vendor will have 20 minutes for their presentation, followed by an unlimited question and answer session. All vendors will have 5 minutes to set up for their presentation in that final teams meeting, final evaluation teams meeting. At this time, the purchasing agent will use a random list generator to determine the order of presentation. This can be viewed on your screen momentarily.
Thank you, Madam Facilitator. I selected the randomize button, and these are the results. The presentation order is as follows. The first presenter will be Aetna Life Insurance Company. The second presenter, Humana Insurance Company. The third presenter, Standard Insurance Company. And the fourth presenter, United Healthcare Insurance Company. Thank you, Madam Facilitator.
Thank you. Committee members, I think that's it for today. Is there any other business we need to discuss?
No.
Hearing none, we'd like to thank all the vendors that responded to the solicitation. We appreciate your time and interest in doing business with Broward County. The time is 1:22 p.m. This initial evaluation committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time. See you at the final.